It's 8 a.m. Eastern, March the 8th, and this is your daily crypto report. Bitcoin is down 0.5% at $67,546. ETH is down slightly at $3,952, and Binance Coin is up 2% at $481. Those are your leaders by market cap. Top gainers in the last 24 hours, Thorchain up 25%. Well, Terraform Labs co-founder Do Kwon will now reportedly be extradited to South Korea after a Montenegro court reversed a previous decision over extradition to the U.S. Kwon faces fraud charges related to the collapse of the Terra ecosystem that resulted in a $45 billion loss in market cap. While U.S. prosecutors intend to challenge Kwon's extradition to South Korea, legal experts anticipate a milder punishment in the country. Well, BlackRock is gearing up to invest in spot Bitcoin ETFs through its Global Allocation Fund. According to a recent filing with the SEC, the firm plans to purchase its own spot Bitcoin ETFs as well as those offered by other providers, limited to those listed on national securities exchanges. The Global Allocation Fund manages around $17.8 billion in assets and seeks to optimize returns by investing in a mix of U.S. and foreign equity, debt, and money market securities. BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust currently holds approximately $12.7 billion worth of Bitcoin. Well, Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell assured lawmakers yesterday that there's no immediate plan for the adoption of a CBDC, emphasizing that if the Fed were to consider a CBDC, it would be integrated through the existing banking system with individual accounts solely held by the banks. Powell stressed that a CBDC rollout for all Americans is not on the horizon. Despite ongoing exploration of CBDCs globally, Powell reiterated that the U.S. is far from implementing one. Well, a film titled Dutch and Razzle Khan is in development from Amazon MGM, focusing on the crimes of Heather Razzle Khan Morgan and Isla Dutch Lichtenstein. The movie will star Chloe Grace Moritz, Lewis Pullman, and Ariana DeBose, with John Baird directing. Razzle Khan and Lichtenstein were arrested in 2022 for laundering over $8 billion in Bitcoin. The film will explore their story, with filming set to begin this summer. Oil, a Bitcoin trading app, has secured $3 million in pre-seed funding. The platform will offer in-wallet trading features for Bitcoin and integrate with Bitcoin-focused DeFi platform OmniSat. The app aims to streamline trading within the Bitcoin ecosystem, including BRC20 tokens and Bitcoin ordinals. Oil Wallet, the platform's flagship product, is set to launch soon. And finally, the Optimism Foundation has announced a private sale of over $89 million worth of OP tokens. The buyer's identity and the terms of the sale remain undisclosed. The tokens will be locked up for 2 years, but can still be delegated for governance votes. This isn't the foundation's first private sale. It previously sold 116 million tokens in 2023. The news received mixed reactions within the Ethereum community, with some expressing concerns about transparency. Well, that's all for us today. Visit us at dailycryptoreport.io and listen to us everywhere else you podcast under Daily Crypto Report.